Next is Marjorie, M-A-R-J-O-R-I-E, last name Baldwin, B-A-L-D-W-I-N, date of birth is 12-7-46. It's a new patient referring to Dr. Briganti, G-R-E-G-A-N-T-I. Reason for a visit, punctured tympanic membrane, HPI, 66-year-old female who was using a Q-tip in the left ear to itch the ears deeply about a week ago period. She accidentally put it in too deep and developed a slight pain in the left ear period. The left ear simply felt different for several days, but yesterday, it actually began to hurt period. She reports hearing loss that began this morning, has a cessation of water in the ear period. She reports a little bit of clearish drainage from the ear, nothing bloody period, no problems with her ears as an adult period. She does report significant itching of the ears in general period. That's why she uses the Q-tip deeply period. Past medical hyperthyroidism, past surgical hysterectomy, family history, breast cancer, heart disease, diabetes, social history, quit smoking 35 years ago, a glass of wine per day, she's a teacher, allergies none, medications none, review systems positive for eczema. Physical exam, general colon, healthy appearing female, a no apparent distress period, voice is normal period, asymmetric ears colon, the right TM, EAC, and external ear are normal period. The left ear reveals a large plug of fungal debris sitting in the medial canal period. This was evacuated using the suction tip period. Underlying canal skin medially is a bit erythematous period. The TM is intact and looks normal period. The remainder of the canal and external ear are normal period. Her hearing returned to normal after debridement. Assessment colon appears to have a left fungal otitis period. This is likely the source of her original pruritus in the ear that led to the Q-tip use period plan. I placed her on clotrimazole drops, period. I'll see her back in 2 weeks to see how she's doing, period. At the input, CC colon, Dr. Briganti.